Other than our health, we are more or less just starting to feel the community impact of the coronavirus and actions being taken to stop the spread. This is Lisa Berry, and the Ann Arbor restaurant industry seems to have already been hit hard after being ordered to close to dine-in customers and maybe only do carry-out or curbside service. So here to talk more about that are Paul Saginaw, co-owner of Zingerman's in Ann Arbor, and Adam Baru, owner of three popular Ann Arbor restaurants, Monte Osteria, Isolita, and Maquette Bistro. Thanks to both of you for joining us here at WEMU.
Thanks for having
us. Our pleasure.
Do you both still have venues open for pickup and delivery?
As of right now, we have consolidated our pickup and curbside at Monte Osteria. But we're working on a menu that will roll out on Sunday, which will be sort of the greatest hits of all three restaurants.
Paul, at Zingerman's?
We are open at Zingerman's, where you can place your order online and pay online and come to the door, and someone will come out to you with your order at Zingerman's Delicatessen. At Zingerman's Bakehouse, the bake shop is open, and you can they're letting a couple customers in at a time. The same at Zingerman's Creamery and at Zingerman's Coffee Company. At Zingerman's Roadhouse, we are open at the Roadshow, which is the little trailer out in front of the Roadhouse. At Miss Kim, they are open for pickup and carry out, and then also using delivery services and doing their own delivery.
Sounds like you're both trying to power through and keep business going as best you can. But Adam, can you tell us really what has the impact been on your three Ann Arbor restaurants?
Well, I'm sure that's the same for all the restaurants in town, which is that when we were forced to close down dining rooms, it also led to us having to lay off all of our employees, which would be all of our hourly employees. Currently, there are a number of managers that are working alongside me to, one, figure out what we can do to support the community, whether that's through pickup, curbside, and hopefully soon delivery. And it's also ways that we're trying to figure out how to either help our own staff or hopefully those in the community that have been affected as well.
And Paul Saginaw, what difficult decisions have you had to make at Zingerman's?
Well, we have started, we are putting people on furlough, which is it's pretty much like being laid off, except you are technically still an employee, and so you avail yourself to continue to carry the benefits, the health insurance, the dental insurance, have your discount, as we roll through this week, we will probably furlough 400 plus people. We are allowing people to, they'll be able to use their paid time off that they've accrued. Plus, we're going to allow people to go negative on their paid time off. And we are set up at a couple of the locations and at the Bakehouse, where any employee who is still working hours or furloughed can pick up food for free.
We're really sort of early on into the impact of closing restaurants in Michigan. Have either or both of you had a chance to like step back and really figure out the full impact of what's happening?
Everything is canceled. The impact is enormous, and it happened overnight. Mm. I would guess community-wide that people's businesses are down anywhere from 70% to 100%. It is much more serious than most people can get their heads around. If we do not receive help very, very quickly and very, very large, most people will not reemerge from that. I am spending enormous amount of time trying to stay in touch with our elected officials and get that message out, as are many, many people in the restaurant community. And I am calling people, everybody I know, to see if I can, if we can borrow money. If we cannot borrow a lot of money very quickly, we will not last long.
I would echo that. Obviously, talking to you know, our banks and reaching out to whoever we can. At this point, we're just trying to get down to the, just really cut to the bone as much as we can so that there's an opportunity or a possibility that when we come out of this, we're able to obviously just have a, it's probably gonna be a new model or potentially, and our hope is that our staff and everybody in the community is taken care of and we get through this. And until then, it's pretty dire.
That is a lot to take in. I mean, a lot of our life is being impacted by the coronavirus, and I know some people are facing serious health concerns, but the restaurants and the life that we live in Ann Arbor sounds like it's being more impacted than anyone was really aware of.
You know, Lisa, if I could also say, and I've been trying to focus on this with the team as well, that you have to sort of look for some of the silver lining as well. And there are stories of people that have really stepped up to the best that they can to help us, and I'm sure others in the community as well. And so, one, thank you for those people who have done so. Graduation, you know, we took deposits for events. We've had at least three, if not four, who have declined to have their deposit returned and asked for those dollars to go back to employees.
Across all of our businesses, as far as deposits that were put down, including our food tours company, which had a couple tours coming up to Italy, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, weddings and large events out at Cornman Farms, you know, there's probably close to $1 million in deposits that are going back out. It's absolutely devastating. And as Adam said, you know, there's, you know, people, you know, God bless them, staff members really stepping up and concerned about their fellow coworkers. And we just had a virtual town hall meeting, and there were folks that were still having working hours that were asking how they could donate paid time off to other people. I know that, you know, people are going, you know, why don't they just pay everybody? Well, there's no cash to do that. You know, all of the 19 Zingerman's partners have slashed their salaries. Certainly in an organization, you know, there's a hierarchy of authority, but there's no hierarchy of needs. You know, my need to feed myself is no different, no bigger, no larger than the hourly employee that works for us. But you have to be able to, you're trying to balance the needs of everybody that is part of the organization with the needs of the organization. If we just flat out spend everything we have immediately, there will not be an organization to open up again. And there'll be 750 people who have families and mortgages and rents to pay, and there'll be no business for them to come back to work in again. That's what we're doing. You're constantly trying to balance those needs and make the best decision that you can. And, you know, we're going through something that no one ever has gone through. This is the single biggest event of our lifetime. And there's no roadmap for it. And so folks are, you know, everybody is doing the best they can.
Right. I echo that 100%. And you know, we're doing the same thing in which we've got managers who have all chosen to, you know, to donate to a fund for employees. You know, I'll be stopping my salary until this is figured out. The big fear for me is exactly what Paul said, that if we were to start paying everybody now and we still don't have a lot of the answers as everything comes at us, my fear is that we will not be able to come back at the end of this. And obviously, we really don't know what the government's going to do to help as well, so there's just a lot of unknowns.
What I would ask the community is that go out and support the businesses that are in town, and really, whether they're large or small, the large businesses, the people that are working there are our neighbors also. It's not about large and small, but I would say instead of, you know, going on to Amazon and order, you know, or anything on the internet and ordering online and have it come to you, I would ask you that you go out, you know, do your best to get it from one of the local businesses. Otherwise, they're not going to be there anymore.
We're going to try and start delivery once we can figure out how that works. We've never done it before, and there's so many decisions that are coming at us so quickly that I'm sure that I'm making mistakes. But hopefully we're going to learn from them and correct them quickly.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What can you say to assure people that we've been told to socially distance and wash our hands and we're all kind of living in fear of germs and viruses? Is there anything either or both of you can say to people listening right now that you're doing the best you can to make sure that the food, you're taking the highest precautions to make sure the food's okay?
I would say that even before this whole thing started, the restaurants that you go to, every one of those kitchens is safer and more hygienic than your kitchen at home. Folks at home are now starting to put in some practices that we have been doing in order to be licensed. You know, we're probably a bit more vigilant than we were before, but these are all things that we do on a regular basis. They're part of us, of how we operate every single day. And so I would assure people that it's very, very safe. It's very hygienic. And we know how to do this because it's mandated by law that we do this all the time.
We are trying to focus as much as we can in which we feel that it's, you know, it's prudent for the business to be able to pour everything back that we can towards our staff. And people, again, for pickup and delivery, any tips that are left, and people have been very, very generous, those also are going into a fund that we'll be able to distribute out.
I was going to ask you both, do you have any timeline and how long you can sustain your businesses at Zingerman's and Monte Osteria, Isolita, and Maquette?
I guess it depends on how much worse it gets. Right now, we really don't. I don't think we have any answers, and I wouldn't venture to guess. You know, from lack of sleep and just my own anxiety, I can tell you that every day is a new day. And you just hope that it gets a little bit better.
We're a group of, you know, small and mid-sized businesses. Without an influx of help from the state and the federal government and hopefully from, you know, some friends that are in a financial position where they can loan us money, the end will come quickly.
That's Paul Saginaw, co-owner of Zingerman's in Ann Arbor. We've also been joined by Adam Baru, owner of Monte Osteria, Isolita, and Maquette Bistro and Bar, all in Ann Arbor, your community, and still available for delivery and takeout, as well as a number of other restaurants. And we'll be checking in with all of you as this progresses. And we can support you, right, by still ordering food and picking it up and doing anything else that we can.
Absolutely.
Every little bit helps. Thank you very much.
And thank you both for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.